Ladies and gentlemen, I am Daniel White, the third president of GLM Omni Media Group, and this is episode number 139 of the Get Things Done podcast. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help you get things done every day of your life so that you can accomplish something worthwhile with your life. I am a firm believer that God has put each person on earth to do something great for His glory, because our God is great. In this podcast, dear friend, we are going through the fine book, Getting Things Done, The ABCs of Time Management, by Dr. Edwin C. Bliss. Today, I will continue sharing with you some of the principles on productivity, getting things done, and avoiding procrastination that Dr. Edwin C. Bliss talks about in his book. As we begin, let me give you this reminder from the Word of God, the Holy Bible. Titus chapter 3, verse 14 says, "And let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful." Glory be to God. Our Get Things Done quote for today is from President Dwight D. Eisenhower. He said, "A sense of humor is part of the art of leadership, of getting along with people, of getting things done." Today, below the podcast, we are looking at deskless office. The executive desk, a massive mahogany symbol of power and prestige. How could the leader of a corporation get along without one? Well, very nicely, according to some people who have tried it. The idea of a deskless office was first promoted many years ago by Lawrence Apley, former chairman of the American Management Association, who contended that most desks only bury decisions. In recent years, the popularity of the concept of management by walking around, espoused by Tom Peters and others, has caused a renewed interest in the idea of a deskless office. It isn't feasible for most executives, but some have found it works quite well. One problem with a desk is that it provides a convenient place for papers to pile up, and the executive's attention is soon focused on paperwork instead of on what's happening. By the time a problem has become serious enough to reach the boss in written form, it's often too late to deal with it effectively. Consider the jobs of a chief executive: to observe, to analyze, to delegate, to encourage, to decide, to get things done. A desk isn't essential to any of those functions, and in many cases they will be better accomplished in someone else's office, or in a meeting, or wandering around the plant, or sitting in a chair with a clipboard without a desk. Pardon me. Then there's the psychological aspect. When you have a subordinate seated across the desk from you, there is a psychological barrier between you. It's sort of a power play. You are the boss, seated in a position of power and authority, and the subordinate feels appropriately diminished if that's what you want. And if you are an insecure leader, it probably is. But a conversational setting without the desk between you creates more of a team atmosphere, an open atmosphere, one which you can exchange ideas and opinions more candidly. A good analogy is a football coach. The coach doesn't sit in a plush chair removed from the bench. He sits on the same bench as the players, and he doesn't lose any stature or power by doing so. Instead, he builds rapport and a feeling that although he is the boss, he is part of the team. In today's unpredictable and highly competitive atmosphere, the companies with team spirit are going to be more successful than those where the employees feel like puppets, as they do in a rigidly hierarchical organization. You may be wondering what all this has to do with time management. Well, the relationships you establish with subordinates will determine to a large extent how you allocate your time. And the more time you spend away from your ivory tower, interacting, observing, listening, coaching, and cheerleading, to use Tom Peters' phrase, the more effective you will be. You don't have to get rid of your desk to do this, but it can help. It is a suggestion. And dear friend, if the Lord should tarry his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic and more in the next episode of Get Things Done. Now, let's pray that prayer we pray together every week. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done. And we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou those, O God, who confess their faults. Restore thou those who are penitent according to thy promises, declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. God bless you, dear friends. Until next time.
Now, beloved, the greatest secret to getting things done with your life for the glory of God is to have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. When you have Jesus in your life, you can say with Paul in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, here's how you can trust Christ as Savior today and have a home in heaven when you die. John 3:16 says very clearly, For God so loved the world, that includes you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish where? In hell, but have everlasting life. Where? In heaven. That's good news for you. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can have a home in heaven. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you. And remember, if you have something to do, there's no better time to do it than now.